Hey, thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Do you know anything else about this body at the football stadium? Didn't you all do your football show last week? Where were you for that?
We did not. Our football doesn't start till the 26th.
So when do you do your show? What am I? I thought you all were doing a special show last week. Am I just making that up?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. I would have sworn. Well, anyway, whatever. But we don't know anything else about this body.
I don't. The medical. It was an 18-year-old. That's all we know. And the body was found kind of. If you know that football stadium, you have to walk behind the home stands to get access to the press box. And it said near the press box, so I'm assuming it was on the ground back in that corridor between the fence and the home stands. And so someone discovered the body. They called police, and the medical examiner is currently working to figure out what the cause of death was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that puts. I'm not an investigator, but I think I can put two and two together of what my guess would be. But all right. Hey, thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. It is 8:07 back in Richmond on this Monday, the 15th day of August, 2022. It is 7:07 where I am this morning in Medellin, Colombia. My last day here. I'm going to be flying home overnight so that I can get back to Richmond, get on the horse back home. But today is the day that we have the beautiful flower festival here in Medellin. And if you've been following me on Facebook, I hope you saw. It's just really an exciting weekend to be in a different part of the world and see different cultures. And I wish I had studied a little harder in my Spanish class, because I might not have embarrassed myself as often as I did trying to communicate with people in very broken Spanish. But, you know, it's kind of humbling to be in another country, in someone else's country, and really trying to be a good guest and interact with people. I'll post the pictures today of this, what's supposed to be just a magnificent parade, if you're interested in seeing this. And I will tell you, if you're a Richmond person who cares about the future of Richmond, this is one of the reasons that I'm so excited about taking these trips. What are we doing in Richmond where someone from Colombia might say, hey, let's get on a plane and come visit Richmond, Virginia for the weekend? They have a big, are the races the draw? Is it the Richmond Raceway? Is that the draw? The Hanover Tomato Festival, the Watermelon Festival? I mean, when you see the photographs of what I saw this weekend, and I think what I'm about to see today, assuming it doesn't, you know, rain on us here in Colombia, I think you're going to see that Richmond better step up its game, because the rest of the world is moving on. And I think we've got some blinders on. We're so obsessed with racial issues. We have such poor leadership, political leadership in the city of Richmond and elsewhere, and quite frankly, community leaders, that a lot of people are settling for the same product that we produced in 1985. Everything from the Christmas parade to the Christmas lights, that Richmond really is falling behind. And when Medellin, Colombia is kicking our butts up and down the street, I think perhaps we should sober up a little bit and maybe stop destroying things and start creating things instead. Stop whining and complaining about people who were dead 150 years ago and start worrying about what we're going to do today to be a world-class city. That's just my little word of advice as a global traveler. Listen, another issue that we got to deal with nationally is this completely erroneous bill that the Democrats have passed, the Inflation Reduction Act, which I don't know anybody who actually thinks this has anything to do with inflation. They slapped a new label on this, and every element of the bill, from my reading, increases costs for the government, increases taxes for you, and I don't see how it drops inflation at all. But, you know, how do local business people deal with this? Hugh Joyce, the owner of James River Air, contacted me and said, man, I'm going through this bill page by page like it's a college exam, trying to figure out what this is going to mean for me personally and for my business. And I said, well, Hugh, please come on and tell us what you're discovering, since I think there are a lot of business people who are trying to figure this out. Hugh's with us this morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Good to be on the show this morning.
So what have you discovered? Because the photograph you sent me did make it look like you have dissected this bill as if you're a Capitol Hill staffer. So I'm assuming that you haven't discovered great things, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you know, 755-page bills always make me nervous, and so I always try to scan them and just flag what I see in there that's important. You know, and in a spirit of full disclosure, there are some rebates and energy conversion incentives that'll be very good, you know, for our heating and cooling business and good for people to take advantage of them. So there are things in here that, from a business perspective, you know, I don't hate. My big concern is, and it really bothers me as an American, that this bill is called the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA. In my reading of, and I'm not an economist, I mean, I look, but there is, this is a stimulus bill. It's a $480 billion spending bill. And that's government spending is what causes inflation. So my concern is, how are we telling the American people this is an Inflation Reduction Act when in effect it is another stimulus bill, which is fine. I just have a concern when we put tax revenue raisers, health care, energy, and climate incentives in a bill and call it an Inflation Reduction Act. That bothers me as a citizen.
It should, and the press is going right along with it. What do you hear in the business community in Richmond? Is this, besides the obvious lie in the name, this is something that we can go along with? Because, you know, a lot of our representatives and both of our senators voted for this thing, which is a little surprising to me. I hope they'll come on and talk about it at some point. They haven't done that yet, but what's the business community thinking?
What troubles me is there, you know, a lot of my associates aren't really digging into it. I guess we're somewhat numb and immune to these things. And when they're so big, they're easy to ignore. You know, and I just go back to what the Wharton School of Business says. I mean, they say this is the impact on inflation is statistically indistinguishable from zero. That's not Hugh. That's the Wharton School, which I like to use them as a resource. So it just concerns me that the bill is masquerading a little bit. Now, once you get past that, I'm also concerned, will it really impact climate? If that's a concern, will it, you know, it's extending a lot of the ACA provisions, which are a bit of a concern. We don't see that working super well to get people, you know, off government care and into private care. And of course, there's lots of tax revenue raisers just in terms of how the IRS is going to function. And some of those are needed, by the way. The IRS is way behind on their technical capabilities. So a lot of that is somewhat needed. But none of that, from my perspective, is inflation reduction, strategy. So, you know, for us, it's bothersome. If you want to dig down into the incentives that would, you know, come to our business, they're highly inflationary. When you tell someone we're going to give you up to $14,000 toward putting new gas furnaces and water heaters in your home, when that happens, people want to buy stuff, and when people want to buy stuff, it creates, pushes demand on an already highly in demand product and moves that forward. So, you know, from my perspective, I just think it's important for people to go out and study the bill and then talk to their own congressmen and their own senators, whether they voted for or not, and have the discussion is, why are we calling this an Inflation Reduction Act when it's a spending?
Yeah.
Act? That's my big concern as a business person.
Well, let me, in a practical sense, Hugh, in our last 60 seconds, if someone's getting that $14,000, is that a credit, a tax credit, or is that cash that you get, they get? How is that actually working in a business?
It comes to the person, I believe, as a tax grant. I mean, they're going to get a check. But what's more importantly, it's mean income tested. So unless you're 80% below the mean income of your neighborhood, you don't get the $14,000. If you've got to be below 80% of the mean income for your neighborhood, you get the bill. If you're between 80 and 150 of the mean, you get the $14,000. If you're greater than 150 mean income of your neighbors, you don't get anything. So we have a concern with that. I mean, if the climate is important, we think it's important whether you're poor, middle income, or rich. And we have a serious concern with that. In fact, we got to go take every customer and determine what their income is to see if they qualify for these credits. So it's going to be very difficult for the states and for the delivering contractors, not just me, but everybody, to determine who's eligible, who's not, for these credits, which we do think it's a good idea to get rid of gas furnaces and go to heat pumps. So we do think that's impactful on climate change and just reducing our dependence on fossil fuels. But it's very difficult the way this bill is structured to execute this.
Yeah. Now, I know you try to be above board and even-handed politically and not get into lobbing hand grenades, especially when you're on the radio. But if you were to pick up the phone today and call Senator Warner and Senator Kaine, would they, I mean, you're a leading business person in Richmond, Virginia. People know who you are. You've been doing this for a long time, since 1967. Would there be an interest in having that conversation with you and other business leaders? Do you think they'd take that call?
Yeah, I think they'd take that call. And generally, they or their staffers would talk to us about it. And we do try to talk to them about it. At this point, it's past. It's hard to deal with it. And it went so fast that guys, we don't even have time to drive up and talk about it. I mean, this thing changed in a 2 or 3 week period. So my concern is, you know, unlike the ACA, you know, where we had a little time to lobby on it, we had a little time to say, hey, well, can we rethink this thing? We never got that time. And but we still, I think there are things they can do to improve the bill. Certainly, we would want to talk to them. And, you know, certainly, As an American, I just have a concern when we get these 755-page bills that do lots of things, and there's all sorts of things buried in here that are not necessarily good for folk, and they get passed quickly without adjudication. You know, that always bothers me. So I just wanted to talk about it so that we get everyone saying, hey, maybe I better go Google a summary of this thing and see what's really going on so we can at least talk about it. So that
I hope people will do it. I hope people will do it. Yeah. Hugh, I appreciate it. Hugh Joyce, the owner of James River Air. I'm glad to see that some Richmond business leaders are doing that homework and are willing to talk about it in public. That's very valuable. Thank you, Hugh.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, when the economy collapses, everyone's going to be looking at each other like, oh my God, what happened? And just mark this down in your diary. This is one of those things that happens. I mean, we have no money left. Everybody gets that, right? The government is bankrupt. The government is bankrupt. This is all monopoly money. And I don't understand why no one in D.C. has the sobriety to say, stop, stop. If you were a parent, you would say, stop spending on the credit card. You would take the credit card away and you'd have to cut some things to try to get things right. Why does no one have that discipline? I don't get it. 819. We're back with more in a moment on News Radio WRVA.